then just to give you a bit more insights on each of those points I mentioned. So the first point about the operational environment, I said all countries have taken a proactive approach to streamline the operational environment. I said in terms of company registration, one-stop shops, online registration, which is also very important now that everything can be done online because it makes it so much easier for SMEs to access. There has been legislative simplification. Some countries had like a whole guillotine in terms of reforms, cutting down the number of business acts there are, regulatory acts for businesses. And what still needs to be done, but which has started, but still needs to be improved, which is very important, is the regulatory framework in terms of access to finance. As you know, access to finance is really one of the key issues for SMEs. Not only in your region, if you talk about European SMEs, it's also always about access to finance, because without finance, they can't start and finance the business, and then they won't grow, they won't exist. And then in the little box down there, you can just always see an example. So here's the example of company registration, that indeed you have the one-stop shops in all the countries. So it just gives you an example of what is meant by operational environment. Then the next one, as I said, is the institutional framework. I think key words in terms of institutional framework are coordination between all the agencies, ministries involved, because, you know, SMEs, it's not only the Ministry for Economic Affairs or for Business, whatever the name is, it's also about entrepreneurship education, so the Ministry for Education is involved. It's also about financing taxation, so the Ministry of Finances will be involved too. Then again, you have ministries, you have then maybe a specific SME agency, and they obviously need to know what the other one does, because otherwise you have an incoherent approach. So coordination is important, and a horizontal approach is important, but what's also important is implementation. So it means that something on paper is not good enough, it needs to be implemented as well. And then again, in the little box, you just have an example for each of the countries on where they are in terms of the institutional framework. Moving on to the SME policy tools. As said, for some issues, there are some tools there already, also thanks to the donor community. Also within the SME panel, you have the SME facility, which also provides programs like the Enterprise Growth Program or Business Advisory Services or also financing. So you can see that also from the outside there is support, but also there should be support from within the country. So you would need support for innovation policies because this is one of the key issues where still things need to be done, or also in terms of internationalization, in terms of growth, because your markets are partly not very big, so you can benefit from exporting to the European market. And those of you who are negotiating deep and comprehensive free trade agreements, obviously then it will be very important to get the SME stakeholders on board and that they will be able to export and that they have the knowledge and the capacity to export. And this is just again on the data, so it would be good to have more data, but also a bigger accessibility to data, which means also having access to data online. And here are just the key findings, which I said there are recommendations, separate recommendations for every country, but these are the findings which are true for all the countries, the recommendations which are true for all the countries. So the private sector needs to be involved more. There needs to be a better consultation of the private sector. There really needs to be a public-private dialogue, because the SME sector, they're the ones who know, does it work? So you need to strengthen your SME associations in your country, and you need to involve them, because they can tell you if something is effectively implemented or not. As said, coordination is key. I've mentioned that a lot of times already. And then again, targeted SME policies, but not only in terms of, let's say, innovation or export, but also in terms of the sectors which are important for your country, like agribusiness, tourism, construction, and ICT. And the last point is again on statistics. So now, looking ahead, so this was published end of last year, but we're not going to just sit on this project because we're obviously hopeful that things will happen, that our recommendations will be implemented, and that things will improve, and this is why we'll be undertaken two further projects. So there will be a second round of the SME policy assessment, which will measure the progress made, but which will this time around also focus more on the implementation side of things, on the output. Because this was the feedback we got from all the stakeholders in the region, that it really needs to focus on, okay, the SME policy is there, but does it work or does it not work? And if it doesn't work, it needs to be changed. So we'll be revising the methodology a bit of the assessment, together with the stakeholders from the regions, together with the SBA coordinators, and then implement a second round. And this is supposed to start at the beginning of next year. We're currently still working on the project with the OECD. But there will be also a second project done together with the DG DEFCO, Development Corporation, which will be already launched at the end of this year. There will be, the official launch will be at the SME panel in Vilnius in the last week of November. And this particularly focuses on the implementation of policy reforms in a specific sector. So it's not on the everything, it's just going to look in one specific sector, and the project has the purpose to help your country to implement the reforms in this specific sector. In terms of who will be involved and how will it work, I've mentioned the SME panel a few times already. The SME panel has been very instrumental in this in the past to discuss our findings, to discuss the project, to have working group meetings back to back, and this work will continue like this. So the SME panel will be instrumental in driving it forward, and tomorrow at the platform meeting we will be extending basically the lifetime of the panel, because initially it was only established for a limited period of time, but we saw that the SME panel is one of the crucial panels of Platform 2. You also mentioned that in your introduction. So we'll be extending the lifetime of the panel and also adopt revised terms of reference to take account for that. As mentioned, the SBA coordinators will have a crucial role. There are people appointed within your ministries with whom we will be working closely to implement the project, because these are the ones who know the policies. And active participation from all stakeholders, but also importantly from business, from SMEs, SMEs association is key to have a productive and successful project. Yes, and these are just my contact details. So I'm happy to take any questions now on the SME policy assessment, and then afterwards we move on to the work program. Thank you.